Morning Lighthouse Church. This is Dylan. Happy to be sharing with you guys this morning. I'm going to be kind of talking about the persecuted church. There's kind of recently on the 25th, the Supreme Court began hearing arguments on Coach Joe Kennedy. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with this case, but this has been the first time I've heard about it and just kind of really touched me. So if you're not familiar with it, I'm just going to go over kind of some of the bullet points of what's going on. So Coach Joe Kennedy was actually fired by one of the districts in Washington. He was a football coach. After games, he would gather at the 50-yard line and just say a quick silent prayer. After he had been doing this for some months, kids actually started joining him. He didn't recruit anybody, nothing of that nature. Just they saw an adult doing this and were moved by it, and so they joined in. One of the opposing coaches complained to the school district. So there were some rules put in place, one of which was that he couldn't do this with kids at all. He needed to be just very silent and almost isolated when he's doing this. And so he agreed to this. And so after one game, he didn't pray at all. And on his ride home, he was so overcome by emotions and grief, felt like he had really abandoned his belief and his relationship with God. And so he went back several hours after the game and went back to the 50-yard line crying, did his prayer and promised himself that he wouldn't do that again. So some different compromises were made. So the school district said that he could do this, but it needed to be very quick, very silent. That ideally he would have his own space in the press box to do this, but he just felt like it was just one compromise too far. And so ultimately he went back to praying, didn't recruit anybody again, but people engaged in praying with him. And so ultimately he was fired for that. So this is going through the Supreme Court now. He's not seeking any money, to my knowledge. He just wants his job back. So I'm sure when you hear that, like I hear that, you're angered by it. I mean, children of that age are just desperate for mentorship and for adults in their lives guiding them and strengthening them. And here we have a man who's doing that and is actually being punished for it. So that angers me. I'm sure it angers you, but I want to talk about some stuff that is devastating, very sad, and that's the extreme persecution of the church on a global scale. So I want to give you just some statistics real quick. So 5,898 Christians are killed for their faith every year, for their faith, not just Christians who got killed for, you know, whatever reason. This was specifically killed for their faith. That works out to 16 Christians martyred every single day. 5,110 churches are attacked every year. That works out to 14 churches every day. 4,765 Christians are detained without trial. That's 13 every single day. 3,829 are abducted for their faith. That's 10 every single day. So 1 in 7 Christians worldwide experience high levels of persecution. So I thought we'd touch on some hot spots where this is especially egregious. Afghanistan. Sure, we've all seen some of the headlines and stuff. We know the situation's bad. It's never been good in Afghanistan, but it's gotten even worse. So in Afghanistan, if a Christian's faith is discovered, his family and tribe has to save honor for their clan or their family by either disowning or killing this person. In Afghanistan, leaving Islam is considered a sign of insanity, and a Christian can be committed to a mental hospital just for leaving Islam. Another hotspot, North Korea. 50 to 70,000 Christians are imprisoned in forced labor camps. one family endangers the whole family for imprisonment. I'm sorry, one member of that family endangers the whole family for imprisonment. Many parents hide their faith from children. So out of just pure preservation, a parent in many cases can't even share their faith with their children for fear of them letting slip in some type of public setting that they're practicing their Christianity at home. I mean, can you imagine the awful struggle in your mind of knowing that you need your children to know and you need to share this faith, but knowing that it's essentially a ticking time bomb, that your child could be the one who actually turns you and your whole family in through no fault of their own necessarily, just by sharing, you know, something very innocent. Incredibly sad, incredibly just alarming. Another hotspot, Somalia. In Somalia, Christians are viewed as high-value targets by terrorist organizations and are at extreme risk for kidnapping and murder. They are either hostage, they're ransomed to their family, or they're just murdered. Very disturbing stuff. This is just three of the countries that kind of popped up as the extreme hotspots, but there's many. Africa in particular, and then many parts of Asia. Very sad, alarming. Matthew 5, 10 through 11 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So, just in closing, as the body, let's just be praying for these, for the persecuted church, for these who are hurting and just don't know where to go, what to do with their faith. I mean, they're being strong, but I mean, under these extreme circumstances, I mean, could you imagine what pressure that would put on you for your faith? I mean, I think about it. Would I be as strong in my faith if I was in their position? And honestly, I don't know. And that's scary. So we really need to be supporting them. So let's be supporting them by praying for them. Let's be educating ourselves on this. Let's be giving where we can. Let's just really come and start praying for the persecuted church. I thank you for letting me share this with you guys today. Have a blessed rest of your day. Thank you. We'll be right back.